But I really love how everyone is coming together to help pull off a huge event for a great cause. Take me.
Electronic dance music, also known as EDM, is the phenomenon of this teen's generation.
Very high energy, loud music, lots of bass, and it's just tons of people dancing, having a great time.
Founder and CEO of Beachglow, Dane Kunkel, a 19-year-old DJ and full-time college student from Bucks County, is hosting an all-day music festival right on the Wildwood Beach this Saturday, July 5th, all to benefit the American Red Cross with its support of the Jersey Shore in the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy.
What we're trying to do is make sure that these young adults who come together give back to the community and understand that giving back is a fun thing to do. So we chose the American Red Cross, one, because I'm from Bucks County. We go to the Jersey Shore all the time, and they were the first responders at the scene helping Jersey Shore recover. And I thought it'd be a great way to help give back, help fund future disasters if something were to occur.
Any big headliners? What's going to be going on that day?
We have 12 great acts headlined by Dubs and Capslap. Dubs is from Canada. They have had numerous hits on Beatport and iTunes, getting to number one. Capslap is a great mashup artist. There's fireworks at night. There's the Dunk Tank. That's pretty much for anyone who wants to get in it, or for artists, they can dunk the artists. And also, there's Cornhole, a tournament for prizes. And then there is Body Painters. They'll be doing that right when you walk in, so you can walk in and get your body painted for the event.
Beachglow started out as a one-man show when Kunkel was 16 years old, when he developed a passion for DJing after a soccer-related injury that removed him off the field permanently. He then had the opportunity to DJ a charity event at the Pennington School where he attended.
Parents and teachers and families, they were all dancing and singing. Everybody was doing this together, and that's what sort of did it. That was like the point where Dane sort of felt something, and that's when we were in the car driving home that night, and he said, you know what? I want to do this on a grander scale.
That was Heather Kunkel, Dane's mother, who was vice president and head of public relations at Beachglow. Becoming a family affair throughout the years, he now heads a board of directors, including his father, Gerard, who is president, his sister, Brittany, who is vice president of creative and marketing, along with a growing staff and many festival volunteers.
The city of Wildwood has been great in that they, too, want to make Wildwood very much a family destination, family environment. So the fact that Dane came in with this offer, they loved it. The moment where it really struck a chord that this is really going to be real is when Coors Light signed up as a sponsor. They will be vending beer along with the fire department. And I realized, wow, there are corporate organizations out there that like what he's doing as well. And these are great brands, Coca-Cola, Coors Light, Pivot TV, Comcast,
Aris,
Utz.
Wired.
Yeah, Wired 96.5 out of Philadelphia.
Director of Beach Services for the City of Wildwood, Ryan Troiano, says when choosing the location of the concert, it was hard to beat a place between the two piers at East Garfield Avenue and the boardwalk.
You know, one of the modern but old-time roller coasters on one side, you have a Ferris wheel and a lot of the lit-up swings and everything else. So it just creates a great backdrop for an event.
For ticket information, visit www.beachglow.org. Join the party and live by Dane's motto.
As individuals, we can only do so much. Together, we can do anything.
I'm Carrie Hudasek for HearPhilly.com. Somewhere.